Let's return to positive living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Hello, everybody. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. And remember, folks, this program is all about turning obstacles into opportunities and problems into solutions. I've been doing these kinds of media programs now for 25 years, and when I began, people said to me, nobody wants to hear this. You know, negative sensationalism is what sells, not positive. And I stood the test of time. I kept working with this and doing more and more programs, both on television and on radio and now on the internet. And not only do I believe it, but now I think the tide has turned. People really want to be inspired. They want practical solutions. They want hope. And that's what this program is about. This is not Pollyanna, just think good thoughts. This is about making your life work with practical strategy. And I have the perfect guest for this topic today. My guest is James Pawlowski, PhD, Director of Education and Senior Scholar at the Positive Psychology Center. He's also the founding executive director of the International Positive Psychology Association. Welcome back, James.
Thank you, Patricia.
And where is the Psychology Center again?
So I am talking with you from the Positive Psychology Center at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay, all right. Now, you were telling me during the break about an assessment that people can do, a protocol.
Yes, it's a particular exercise that some of your listeners might be interested in trying out. It's actually something that I had assigned to my students. I direct and teach in the Master of Applied Positive Psychology program here at the University of Pennsylvania. And this last month, I assigned my students to do the positive portfolio. And I'll explain in detail how listeners can do that. Let me just say a word or two about some of the theoretical reasons for why people might want to do this. In terms of positive emotions, I think we all know that positive emotions feel good, but sometimes people wonder, well, are they really beneficial in the long term? Because they can feel good in the moment, but they're kind of fleeting. And so one researcher by the name of Barbara Fredrickson at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, has been doing research on positive emotions. And she has a wonderful theory called the broaden and build theory of positive emotions. And she argues that what positive emotions are good for is they help to broaden our perspective. You know, if you're feeling depressed one day, you're probably looking down and not really noticing what's around you. But if you're feeling good, you tend to be looking up, you tend to be noticing what's going on around you, and that can allow you to build your resources, to connect with other people, to build your psychological resources, your physical resources, your intellectual resources, and those resources may then outlast your positive mood. So, for example, you're feeling good, you talk to the stranger next to you, you make a friend out of them, and even next week when you're not feeling that, you know, particular positive emotion, you're still friends with that person, and they can help you as you're working on some particular project. So it turns out that positive emotions aren't just caused by human flourishing, Fredrickson argues, but they can also cause human flourishing. So when we feel good, we're more likely to experience human flourishing. Well, can we then manage our emotional states? How can we feel better? How can we have
right? Because when you're excuse me for a second, when you're down and you've spiraled down and you're not feeling good, how do you call up those emotions so that they can lift you up?
Exactly. And it turns out that on Fredrickson's view, working with positive emotions, I mean, it's a lot like working with muscles. Then going to the gym and working out, then in that moment when you need that extra burst of power, it'll be more likely to be available to you. So there are some things that we can do, some concerted exercises that we can do to help bulk up our positive emotion muscles.
All right, and what are they?
And in particular, let me describe the positive portfolio, which is an exercise that I developed and have helped to test. And here's the basic idea. What you do is think about a particular positive emotion that you would like to cultivate. It could be joy, it could be serenity, it could be pride and confidence, it could be inspiration or awe, any positive emotion that you want to cultivate. And then think about things in your life that you've experienced or times when you feel that emotion. And then gather together things like emails or cards that people have sent you or pictures that help to evoke that emotion.
Find the evidence
and find the, it can be music, it can be, you know, even video clips, anything that helps to put you into that emotional state. Because we all experience these emotional states from time to time. The point is to try to concentrate them together into one place. So you bring them together and then you spend 15 minutes a day for a week immersing yourself in those positive, in those things that help to cultivate the positive emotion. And then what oftentimes people notice during the week then, or during the day, when they spend 15 minutes cultivating that emotion, is that at other times during the day, that emotion then kind of naturally comes up. Or when they experience, when they realize that they're going down that downward spiral that you described, they can be aware of it and reverse the process by focusing on those things that they've been thinking about that puts them in a state of joy or awe.
All right. Now, I want to give you an example.
Sure.
Someone going through, and I'm thinking of tough things, someone going through a recent divorce.
Right.
Where they're really angry.
Right.
And they feel they've been used or taken advantage of or whatever those feel, or betrayed, whatever those feelings are. And they're doing this exercise, James, but as they're doing it, they keep going back. The mind is shifting back to how angry they are.
Mm-hmm.
How do you help them?
Well, so, I mean, our mind, you know, is a very complex thing, and our minds can be sort of kidnapped by negative emotions, by anger,
yes,
and so forth. But it turns out that positive emotions can have an undoing effect, physiologically and psychologically, on on the effects of these negative emotions. So what I would say is, you know, it may be difficult, but practicing even a little bit every day, focusing on things, even when we're in a state where we're, you know, angry about something, an injustice or something, there are still things going on in our lives, or there are still things that we have experienced in the past that have been valuable, good, wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important not to forget that. That doesn't mean that we're minimizing the importance of focusing on, you know, whatever we're trying to deal with. I don't mean to minimize the importance of working through.
So you would still do this exercise no matter what,
absolutely,
even if it's harder to do?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you keep doing it, eventually something will take.
Right. That's the hypothesis, and again, that's what a lot of our students have found, that's what our, you know, research subjects have found and so forth. Again, you know, you mentioned kind of this easy, just positive thinking and all your problems will melt away. That's not what we're talking about. We're not saying, you know, focus on something that brings you joy and then your divorce matters will suddenly, you know, melt
right
away and you won't have any problems. That's not the issue. The point is, how can we be resilient? We all,
yes,
face problems. Positive psychologists face problems. Everybody faces problems. And so the standard isn't to try to say, well, how can I get rid of problems in my life, but how can I be resilient? And how can I move through those problems realizing that there's more to life than just problems? However severe the problem is, there's more to life than that. And if we can remind ourselves of some of those other positive emotions, that can help us, I think, as we move through those challenges to be more resilient.
Yeah, and something you just said, when you said that life is more than problems,
mm-hmm,
do you think sometimes what happens, James, is that people get hooked, almost addicted on the negative? They get hooked on the woe is me, isn't this awful?
Yeah.
Or on the blame and shame?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think another thing that a positive portfolio can help people do is to have alternatives. So in any situation, there are a lot of different ways we can interpret what happens to us. I know there are people who have gone through very, you know, situations like you described, a very messy divorce, and they come out filled with bitterness and anger,
mm-hmm,
hatred of the other, hatred of themselves, hatred of God. I mean, all these kinds of things. There are other people who have gone through, you know, basically similar situations, but they've come out and they've managed to find a way of forgiving,
mm-hmm,
of forgiving the other, forgiving themselves, of saying, you know, I'm going to interpret this as a new lease on life. I have new opportunities. There are new things that I can now do. That's not to say that, you know, that simply makes the problem go away and that, oh, you know, we don't care whether we find ourselves in challenges or not. Problems are problems, but there are a lot of different ways of honestly and authentically facing a problem.
Mm, wonderful. All right, we're going to take a break. Would you give our listeners more information again about how to get a hold of the association or things that they can do, some resources?
Absolutely. So in terms of the International Positive Psychology Association, again, we have about 4,000 members worldwide, and our web address is www.IPPA Network, that's IPPA Network, all one word, .org, and they can find out information about that. There's also, let me give folks the web address for the Positive Psychology Center, and it's very simple. It's just www.positivepsychology, all one word, positivepsychology.org.
Okay. All right. And so, and are there these kinds of protocols and portfolios listed there? Can they find some of these exercises?
You know, absolutely. There are some books that are listed. We're coming into a situation where there are more and more books being published in positive psychology. And if you'd like, we can talk about that in some of the time we have remaining that give specific suggestions on specific exercises. And those books are listed on the, for example, the positive psychology website.
All right. Well, great. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, my guest today is James Pawlowski, Ph.D. and Director of Education and Senior Scholar at the Positive Psychology Center, which is at the University of Pennsylvania, correct? University of Pennsylvania. And he's the founding executive director of the International Positive Psychology Association. You can log on to ippanetwork.org. And then, James, it was positivepsychology.com.
.org.
Positivepsychology.org
for the center's website. That's right.
Okay. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what is positive psychology and what are some of the resources. How do we apply this in education with our family, to our health? How do we really reframe the way we think about things? And there's lots of research in this field. We'll talk more about that. You can certainly call us if you would like, and you can call us at 888-GO-FOR-IT. We'd certainly love to hear from you right here on Positive Living. Remember, folks, this program is for you. This is about turning your problems into solutions and your obstacles into opportunities. This is my work. This is my passion. My passion is to bring you these amazing people that can help you to live the kind of life that you want to live. That's what we do here at Positive Living. Now, you can write to me, Patricia at patriciaraskin.com or Patricia at raskinresources.com, and I will write you back. And I have 3 radio shows. Check out my website. Write to me. I have a newsletter and a blog, and I would be happy to talk with you. And again, you can certainly contact James Pawlowski through ippanetwork.org and positivepsychology.com. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned, folks. There's plenty more. We'll be right back.